He was so good to me. He even turned me on to Béla Bartók and Stravinsky. He brought records up to my loft. And then I had a little these little cots, as I said, in my loft that people who would come and visit, musicians, would have a place to sleep. And I had one bed that a little cot that I called Bird's bed, because I got it for Bird. And when Bird was tired or he had a fight with his wife, he'd come up. And as I said, he was like, there was no romance. It wasn't a romance thing. He was like my big brother. He would come up and he'd take a rest on his little on Bird's bed. I had a parakeet that I taught to say, "Hello, Bird."
Amazing.
So one time Bird came up to the house and knocked on the door, and I said, "Who is it?" He said, "It's Bird." I said, "Oh my God, I got Tories out of his cage. Wait till I get him in his cage, otherwise he'll bother you." He said, "I don't care. I don't care, Sheila. I just want to rest for a few minutes." I said, "Okay, but he's going to bother you." So Bird came in, went over to his bed, his little cot, laid down, and of course, the minute you lay down anywhere, the bird is on you. Not Charlie Parker, but the little parakeet. So the parakeet flew over to Bird, landed on his knee, and said, "Hello, Bird." And Bird looked around. He said, "What are you, a ventriloquist?" I said, "No, I didn't do that. That's him. That's Tory. I taught him how to say bird. Hello, bird." He said, "Oh, Sheila, that bird doesn't talk." I said, "Well, yes, he does." So he just shook his head and laid his head back down again. Gonna take a little nap, and the bird landed on him again, but this time up near his mouth, and said, "Hello, bird." And Bird jumped up. He said, "God damn, that bird does talk."